lovely congregation. Amen. You're pretty tonight. Amen. I see some of you perk way up, especially Dan back there. Amen. But it's an honor to be here tonight, and we thank you all for coming out, and it's a joy to meet little Destiny and to give her to the Lord, and just thank God for people that want to raise their children up in the nurture of the Lord and worship Him. I thank God for the opportunity that we've been allowed to make this trip around the country one more time of Trucking for Jesus. And when we got to the truck stop, those folks over there, they're so good to us. They treat us like royalty. They spoil us. And today, Bunny was in the restaurant. We were eating dinner, and he got a call over the intercom. Would Bunny Gregory please come to the field desk immediately? So he got up and ran to the field desk and thought maybe he had a call or something, and one of the girls in there just told him he was looking good. I don't know about that. I think that's the first time they ever saw him in a suit, so that was a shocker to him. But they blessed our hearts, and they're just like our children, and it's a real joy to don't get no big head over there, okay? You're bad to the bone, amen. But we love you tonight, and we thank God for the opportunity to be here. Know that Jesus is coming soon. Amen. You know how He is. If He's not over here trying to hit me with a banjo, He's not happy. So, y'all pray for us tonight. He's coming soon. There's no doubt. I'm gonna leave this world with a shout. Sin will be gone. Things will be right. Oh, keep looking up. He may come tonight.
I know you've never been to Bassett. Don't nobody accidentally go to Bassett. Don't nobody want to say they come from Bassett. But you know this little man come out to preach. He was a preacher at the Church of the Brethren. And he looked around, you know, wasn't any of that the first night. So he asked the pastor, said, let's go out in the neighborhood and invite some of these people to church. And the pastor at first was a little reluctant. But they walked down the road, the country road down Bassett. And he looked at her and he saw this big man, the brown-chested man, standing there trying to see you. And he only had overalls on. Had them bibbed overalls on. He did look tough. He was brown as a biscuit. And I mean, he was a hairy man. And the little guy said to the pastor, said, let's go over and invite him to church. He said, no, 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 not that man there. That man is Cain Lackey. You don't want to mess with Cain Lackey. And he said, why? He said, because he's a bootlegger. He said, he's standing in that corn field, and he believes in conversion. But he's going to convert that corn into whiskey. And I said, we don't want to mess with him. But he said, no, I'm going across that field, and I'm going to invite him to church. And he walked across that field, and that big man looked at him and said, what do you want? He said, I want you to come to church tonight. We have a revival down at the Brethren Church, and we want you to come. He said, you really want me to come? He said, yes, I do. He said, I want you to come. And he said, I got a new pair of overalls tonight, and I'll be there. And you know, they got the church took up, and it was full. And they decided to let this man and his family, because he pushed his way in the church. Pushed right on into the vestibule. Vestibule full of people. It was packed there down the center aisle on both side aisles. And this big man come in, and he had a baby under each arm. And you know, he had four or five children. They took up the whole back row. But this man said in there, he heard the word of God. And you know, it had an effect on him. Brother Lee, he jumped up. You know, there were so many there when they gave the invitation, he couldn't get to the front. So he jumped up on the back of the pews and run down the back of the pews. Jumped over in the front and accepted Jesus. And you know, I didn't know till a few days ago that he had a baby on his arm. But let me tell you something, it had to be God, but he served
Amen.
God the rest of his life.
Amen.
He wouldn't have known his name if he'd have saw it written on the side of a building. But you know, God taught him how to read, and God called him into the ministry.
Amen.
And he preached as long as he lived. And you know, they got colleges named after him, and his children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren are still preaching the Word of God.
Amen.
That's what I call a hero.
Amen.
You know, God is faithful. I want to dedicate this song to you. And my plans ought to go to heaven. I dedicate it to you tonight.
I'm going to heaven, I'm going there when I die. I'm going to heaven, in a sweet, sweet by and by. Angel placed my order for a mansion and a crown. In that book up yonder, just write my full name down. Some holiness, they say. Best of all, my brother, our Savior we shall see. What a great homecoming that glorious day will be. Amen. I'm going to heaven. I'm going there when I die. I'm going to heaven in a sweet, sweet by and by. Angel placed my order for my